Welcome back to Castle Country Focus. I'm Jordan Buscarini, joined right now in the studio by Robbie Donaldson. He is the emergency manager for the health department. He's been in this position for 7 years, and with all of the disasters that have taken place throughout the country over the last couple of weeks, Robbie is joining us to share some information that I think is going to be vital to a lot of people here locally. First off, Robbie, I appreciate you making time to come in the studio today. Thanks.
Thanks for having me.
Definitely. Let's dive right into it. Emergency manager for the health department, you're here to talk about the Medical Reserve Corps, which is a volunteer program. Explain this to me.
Yeah, well, the Medical Reserve Corps is a group of medical professionals and others who can make in times of a disaster. It can help hospitals, emergency medical systems, public health, pretty much when they're overwhelmed.
Now, you and I were talking a bit off of the cuff, and I asked you if you guys worked hand-in-hand with other states, and just kind of the way things work, and you said yes. I mean, as a volunteer, you could be asked to volunteer some time in other states, again, with Irma and maybe Hurricane Harvey. I mean, everything that's happened over the last little while, they would pull from the state of Utah, right? I mean, they would
Absolutely.
Ask for volunteers.
Yeah, they would. They would bring them. You know, that would depend on how you wanted to do it. And that's what's great about this is people see it all over the news and they want to help. Immediately, everybody has something that just pulls on their heartstrings that says, hey, I want to help out. And how can I help out? And this is the great thing about the Medical Reserve Corps.
Now, as far as it goes, I asked you if you needed a special qualification or a certification, and there's really something for everyone, right, of every qualification within this Corps.
Absolutely. I mean, we're always looking for trained technical people, especially those of the medical field. However, you'll understand that behind every doctor, there's a good team of nurses and clerks and physicians, PAs that help them along, and we need all of them. We don't just need just your nurses. There's people that do things. All the way from crowd control to help us out in whatever way possible. Teachers, we have people that are coal miners, you name it, any pretty much, yeah, that's it.
Now, you guys do work hand-in-hand with people here locally as well, and you and I were going over some of the examples as to where the Medical Reserve Corps would actually be brought in. You brought up the Sealy Fire. You brought up the flooding that occurred around this time last year. I mean, I think we're approaching Yes. the one-year anniversary of it. Just some of the examples in which the Medical Reserve Corps would be brought into play here locally.
So if we start with the Sealy Fire, one of those ways is that we picked nurses to help us out within that Red Cross shelter. Now, to be able to do that, we work closely with Red Cross and make sure that you have the training and availability, and we send those requests out and we fill those hours. However, we have just not had quite the number of volunteers to be able to take hold of that, and even Red Cross has had a difficult time getting with our volunteers here within the area. We're doing the best that we can with what we're given. However, there's a big push that we need people. And during the floods last year, I personally was affected. And me as a medical professional and those things, I had to have things ready at home. I couldn't just go home and get things done. And I was happy because when I did take a brief moment and I went home, I found out that everything had been taken care of at my house, that the water was swept up and that it was vacuumed and it relied on volunteers. And there's so many people that I had no idea who they were. And tracking that afterwards was probably the most difficult thing. We tried to do things as easy as we could, put things on Facebook and Twitter where people could just go online and be able to fill out the number of hours and things like that. However, coordinating the efforts was difficult. We got it done as a community. The community as a whole was amazing. We know everybody. Everybody knows the next door neighbor, and they all want to help out their next door neighbor. And we've seen how well our community works together. However, a coordinated effort in the event of even something larger than this is vital to our community.
And I think it kind of works hand in hand to what you were just talking about. I mean, we're talking about something as simple as filling up sandbags, right? I mean, a job for everyone, seriously, in that particular regard.
Absolutely, absolutely. And one of the great things about it is we had people that were inmates that were helping out. And you want to talk about people that want to work. Those people that are in there for, you know, whatever offenses, those were gone off everybody's shoulders. They were working hand in hand with a lot of the Carbon High School kids were helping us out. We had people from who knows that we're needing sandbags, and they worked hard. And so everybody feels a sense of urgency and wants to help during disaster.
Now, one thing that is important to mention, we're talking about volunteers throughout Carbon, Emory, and Grand counties, right?
That's correct. Yeah, we have, I'm the coordinator basically for those four counties, and I have several responsibilities within that. However, I do have another coordinator that actually has this position that can help us out and coordinate in those counties specifically and can work with about anyone within there. So.
Again, I'm being joined right now by Robbie Donaldson. He is the emergency manager for the health department. We are talking about the Medical Reserve Corps. Again, strictly a volunteer program. Now, Robbie, with that being said, if individuals want to find more information on the Medical Reserve Corps, what's the best way to go about getting that info?
Well, first of all, everybody is pretty much on the Facebook hop right now. So we want them to go on and look at the Southeast Utah Health Department page, like the page. We can get it on there. I will go and put on a way that you can contact us. You can always just call the health department at 435-637-3671. You can also go online and see our webpage at seuhealth.org.
Now, with that being said, let's move on to another topic. Let's talk about a symposium that's going down Friday and Saturday. I'm going to let you give us all the ins and outs, but I mean, it's a very good opportunity for people here locally.
Absolutely. So for those EMTs, firemen, paramedics, dispatchers, or any of those that need continuing education credits, this week, at the end of the week on Friday, starting at 1 o'clock, we can have registration. And then at 2 o'clock, this starts right into into our teaching and our seminar, which is basically on trauma this year. And we're going to use some hands-on this year. It's going to be we learn it and then we do it. So it's going to be quite interesting. And then on Friday, that will end at 6 o'clock, and on Saturday morning we start back at 8 o'clock and go till 6 p.m. People will get 4 hours credits for Friday night, and they will get 8 hours credits on Saturday.
And this is definitely an opportunity for who to really take advantage of it. I mean, who would you direct the symposium towards?
So our EMTs, those who are needing those credit hours, dispatchers, firemen, police, any of those that need continuing education credits.
Again, Robbie, we've covered a lot. I mean, is there anything that we have missed as far as the Medical Reserve Corps or anything with the symposium? Anything else you would like to add?
No, please. Get a hold of us. We would love to have you be a volunteer. Like I said, this isn't going to take up a great deal of your time. We want to get you registered and give you some directives and know exactly what you need to do as part of your preparedness for your family and for the community and what's best for us.
So, if somebody wants to get a hold of you over the phone, what's the best way to go about doing so?
They could call the health department at 637-3671 and ask about the MRC program, and they will get you to the right person.
Robbie, it was a pleasure to meet you, a pleasure to have you in the studio today. Thank you. For more on this Castle Country Focus interview and others, make sure you visit CastleCountryRadio.com.